It is 7:33 this morning. It is Thank a Veteran Week here on the show. And today I have some friends of mine in here, Sam and Catherine Hoekstra, and Memphis, who is just... Sam, is he always this well-behaved? I mean, my goodness, he's just chilling over there. This is what he does, isn't it?
Yeah, he does real good out in public. Once we get home, it's just like anyone else's children.
Right.
They terrorize, and, well, that's his free time.
Right.
He can do what he wants.
He's worked all day, and now it's time to party.
Morning nap.
Yeah. This able veteran is the group that we're talking about today as well here on the show, and... also, Catherine, there's something coming up that I think, are you both a part of this event at John A?
Yes.
Yep.
November 18th. And what's the name of it, Catherine?
This is the No More Conference, co-sponsored by This Able Veteran. It's just an opportunity for anyone who is very curious about PTSD and the effects it can have on family and children. Lots of very special people are coming in for that. We have a keynote speaker that's coming from Texas, Dr. Corinne Hinton. She's a very good friend of mine. We've connected as military spouses and also as colleagues, and so she's our keynote speaker. Welby O'Brien, who has published books and runs a webpage and blog for military caregivers, will be Skyped in to the conference. And then we have some local people. You can hear Behe Shadone speak. Sam and I will be participating. And then we have some friends of ours from the VA, Dr. Mike Thompson and LaRon Stover. So it's going to be a very impactful day. The very first year we participated, I left with very red eyes and a very full heart and mind. So if you're interested, Friday is the last day to register for the conference.
Well, I'm looking over here on the ticket price, and it says free. Is that correct?
That is correct.
I'll have this link up on our website and everything, because I know there are people listening right now, and you probably know it too, because you probably see it out and about, what have you. The PTSD is something that... has gained a lot of limelight, I guess, recently. But sometimes we don't talk about it like we should. And something like this, that folks have honest questions, they can get some answers,
right? Yes, they can. And it's not just for people. You know, a lot of times I think sometimes in society we very much associate PTSD with our veterans. And it's not just for veterans. It's for community members, teachers, doctors, anyone who's really interested in just being part of a conversation. And there will be
5.25 CEUs,
professional development credits, that will be offered.
Cool. So I can do that.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Absolutely.
Is Memphis going to be there?
He sure is.
Okay, I'm in then.
He'll be there all day. You can have lunch with him.
Well, that sounds like a good deal right there. So that is this Saturday. I'm sorry. No, the 18th. Yeah. The 18th. I'm sorry. I'm jumping ahead of myself. This Saturday, of course, is Veterans Day.
Happy Veterans Day.
Yes, absolutely. Before I let you all go, too, you know, I'm calling this, pardon me, Thank a Veteran Week. But I really have a great deal of appreciation for you guys. Like, and you know, I see things like on your blog. Like one time, you posted a picture of a piece of like concrete or something in your kitchen. Do you keep that in your kitchen?
We don't keep that in our kitchen. That is actually part of an IED.
Wow.
Yeah, wow. That piece.
He's not a fan of it.
I hate, actually. And the first time I saw it, you know, people have keepsakes, mementos from various things, and I had no idea. I actually thought it was just like junk or trash. And I remember picking it up and asking Sam, like, what is this? This is taking up space. And he got very quiet for a moment. And then I thought, like, oh, gosh, I've, you know, offended him. It's part of something that's very meaningful.
It's art.
And he kind of looked at me and he was like, well, that's part of an IED. And I dropped it immediately. And it's heavy.
Yeah.
It's heavy. Yeah. It's not a pleasant pleasant thing that we have in our home, but it's also a reminder because that went through a truck, and so that is a constant reminder for Sam and now for us that, you know, that's damaging. That's what some of our soldiers see, and that's how some of our soldiers lose their lives. And so for me, I have a little contempt for it, but also I'm very grateful because of that blast, my husband's still here, so.
Right. That's what you were looking for in when you were overseas? Were you on a team like that or training
team?
Yeah,
we did a lot of route securities reconnaissance, but my job was to find IEDs. And
gotcha.
I always told my soldiers, whew, I was good at my job.
Yeah.
One way or another, I found them. Either they found me or I found them.
So. I see.
I laugh about it now, but right, it wasn't so funny at the time.
I'm telling you what, we appreciate you guys, both of you, and I'm so thankful that you decided to come in at the crack of dawn and share some of this. And we just touched the tip of the iceberg and about how Memphis has come into their lives. And if you missed it, it'll all be on our website here soon at z100fm.com and walkingwithmemphis.com. Hey, if you've listened to this today and you know somebody that's being affected by PTSD or anything like this, I'm sure that you probably accept any email or anything through your blog, right?
Absolutely. You can leave comments on the post. You can reach out to me via email.
Cool.
Facebook. Yep.
Whatever. And yes, because now I'm going to get Sam to work on time with the VA. But Sam actually worked with my mother-in-law, but Debbie, she retired on us.
She did. Yeah. I do want to give just a special shout out to Deb. I hope she's enjoying retirement. She brought something to work that you just don't see every day in a lot of employees. And she had this dedication to not only the staff, but also to the veterans that walked in there. And she brought that every single day. And I wish her all the best in retirement. We truly, truly miss Deb at work. She just brought a spirit that we are missing.
Wow. Well, I'll tell you what. She went from, you know, full-time employment to full-time nana. You know what I'm talking about.
Can't beat that.
Hey, I'm telling you what. She loves those kids. And that's a parent right there because she's... Sometimes it's like, hey, just one more treat before you go home at this time, you know. But that's awesome, and we love her, and so and we love you guys too. So you have a wonderful day. All right,
thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for being here. It's 7:40 this morning. Kent, the Country Morning Show. Once again, if you missed any of it, it'll be up on our website. And then November 18th, I'll have information on how you can get into that conference at John A. Logan, and that is free, by the way. Toby Keith, right now at Z100.